Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The politicians making decisions for millions of Americans during this pandemic have never missed one paycheck. How could they understand the life and death consequences of their decisions? The curfews and business closures didn't work in Europe this fall, yet here we are. Republican Congresswoman-elect Young Kim tells Fox, Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has failed the people.
Instead of helping businesses to be creative and innovative and to stay afloat and keep their businesses open, Governor is doing, I mean, he's basically enjoying himself going to a restaurant and telling everybody else not to do it. I understand their frustration.
The United States has formally withdrawn from the Treaty on Open Skies, an agreement between 34 nations to observe one another's militaries through unarmed flyovers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday, Russia continued to block flyovers and were not following the treaty. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Another one of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed participants, AstraZeneca, has announced their COVID-19 vaccine is 90% effective in late-stage trials. That now makes three vaccines that could be delivered as early as 2 weeks.
I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December, hopefully, the first people will be immunized across the United States. With the level of efficacy we have, 95%, 70% or so of the population being immunized would allow for true herd immunity to take place.
Operation Warp Speed's Dr. Moncef Slaoui on CNN says herd immunity could be accomplished in the U.S. by May of 2021 if 70% of Americans get the vaccine. President Trump was up early this morning on Twitter. He says, in certain swing states, there were more votes than people who voted and in big numbers. Does that not really matter? You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Pittsburgh Steelers continue to be the only undefeated team in the National Football League. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at the rest of the league Sunday.
In the NFL Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers remain the only undefeated team in the league by dropping Jacksonville 27-3. The Cincinnati Bengals likely lost quarterback Joe Burrow to a knee injury in their 20-9 loss to Washington. A Derrick Henry touchdown run in overtime lifted the Tennessee Titans over the Baltimore Ravens 30-24. The Indianapolis Colts knocked off the Green Bay Packers 34-31 in an extra frame. The New York Jets moved to 0-10 on the year, falling to the LA Chargers 34-28. The Dallas Cowboys held off the Minnesota Vikings 31-28, and the Kansas City Chiefs came from behind in the fourth quarter to down the Las Vegas Raiders 35-31. The LA Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will wrap up Week 11 on Monday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Let's get an update with the COVID-19 vaccine status with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
The nation's first coronavirus vaccine is set to go before the FDA on December 10th. That's when an advisory board will meet to consider Pfizer's request for emergency approval. The company reports the vaccine is 95% effective. Regarding the timing of things, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Within weeks, we could have a decision from FDA. And within 24 hours of that, we will have started distributing millions of doses of safe and effective vaccine to begin protecting our most vulnerable across America.
Thanks for listening to USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, and you thought it was going to be easy, right? I'll tell you, it's a bit like JFK, hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And ladies and gentlemen, we do it because this is our country. I mean, the layers that are involved here are quite abounding. I mean, the number one question I had over the weekend is, where's this all going to end up? You know, particularly with the presidential election that's going on, COVID, we continue to hear bad news about COVID, but we need to put it in perspective, and the mainstream media is not helping us because it all fits an agenda right now that is just adding to the fear. And, that old axiom comes into play, false evidence appearing real. That's what's being thrown at us, and it is causing America to cower uncharacteristically. I don't know in my lifetime, I mean, we probably had a little bit of that during the Cold War when we were jumping under desks when we were little kids, but we were little kids then. But since then, have we cowered like we're cowering right now? And who are we cowering to? That's the thing. And who's making us cower? Phil Hotzenpiller is with us right now. He's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Phil, are you seeing the layers as I am as well? I mean, there's layers of opposition and influence that are coming upon us that if we're not aware of this, we're going to be used like, like tools by these prevailing forces right now.
Well, I agree with you completely, Bill. I think we actually are being used. It's not will be. We are being used. And I think that really comes back to the Great Reset. And I don't know if you're ready to jump into that right now.
No, that's what I wanted to transition to. Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of people have never heard that term, don't know what that means, but it really comes out of the World Economic Forum. And this really was became public in May of this year. So if you take a look at kind of the big context of it, the World Economic Forum is saying that the context is COVID-19. So all the political, all the social, all the economic disruptions it's caused are changing what they call the traditional context for decision-making. All these are coded words, basically going on to talk about all the multiple systems worldwide for health, finance, energy, education. Basically, they've shown us that it's not working, and therefore we have to make a decision. We have to, we're at a crossroads as a world, not as a nation, as a world, and we have to figure out how to manage this. So,
I mean, wait, hang on, just stop just a minute. Again, this is really important that people catch this, that this isn't about America. This is about the planet, right? I mean, because you have to look at it in that context. If you're thinking and looking at it through American eyes, you're missing the whole point, and you're going to lose some translation here. Is that fair?
Oh, that's exactly right. And if you think the world is thinking about each individual country, they're not. They're thinking about the world. They're thinking about how do we shape a world that looks the way we want it to look and acts the way we want it to act. And so we are not, we are already being played. And it's very clear. And if people can't see it yet, it's going to come upon them like a storm.
Mm-hmm.
When they start talking about things like the context, literally, if you go to worldeconomicforum.org, the Great Reset, /Great Reset, you'll find this statement. It says that the political, economic, social disruptions that's been caused by COVID-19 is changing the traditional context for decision-making. And if you just slow down and read that, they're saying that we wouldn't be doing this except for COVID-19. So what's the opportunity? Well, the opportunity is now, because of COVID-19, we can reshape recovery and we can offer insights into the future state. Now, this is a quote right now. Mm-hmm. The future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, that's us, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of global commons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot of meat on that bone.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
But basically, it says we will no longer be a country. That's really right. What it's saying.
Well, yeah, this is the destruction of America, and they knew that America was the linchpin. If they could fold America and America's God, then, hey, we're off and roll. They could care less. Israel's not that big a deal, you know, for them. But America, clearly, because we're such a force and we've been brought to our knees, and our knees not in a spiritual way, just in a surrender, you know, like what Black Lives Matter has been getting, you know, wanting people to do is get down on your knees and profess your prejudice and your desire for reparations, right?
Oh, correct. Well, and you can see how all of these things really do kind of play into the big game of what's happening worldwide. And so, you know, the question comes, and this is not a really big stretch to make it a conspiracy theory. It really almost looks like a planned pandemic.
Yes.
Now think about that. A planned pandemic, and what it does is it allows then the restructuring of world governments. And the main goal, which is we don't have to make this one up, are to reset, retake global economic control. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is, in the context, I'll give you some more kind of quotes here from the Prime Minister of Canada, of all people, who's a socialist. But basically, it is to remove property rights, to impose a mandatory vaccine on people. That doesn't
yes.
seem too far stretched, does it?
Oh, no, no.
And the only thing that's really holding this back, quite honestly, the only country that's holding this back is the United States of America.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Under Trump's leadership.
Right. So they had to get Trump out of the way. And these mandatory vaccines, this is going to be problematic, especially here in America. You've got a third of America say, hell no, it ain't going to happen. You're not putting a needle in my arm. Well, this is the beginning, because there will be forced mandatory vaccine. And if you don't play the game, then you can't get on an airplane. There's going to be restrictions. You know, they're going to corral the people in much the same way that our Second Amendment rights is already in the crosshairs, and we can see that being impinged upon.
Oh, exactly. And I haven't read a lot of details. I know that there has been talk, and again, I'm speaking from talk, that the basis of some of the vaccines, or at least one of the vaccines, is fetal tissue, meaning
yes.
aborted babies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, now we've got a moral reason So what do you have to do? You have to remove the moral guardian of the nation, which is the church, which has been closed for 7 months here in California, outside of our church and about 1,500 others. So you move remove the religious moral standards that resist that, and you've got a pretty good shaping of what the future looks like.
Sure. And we're being conditioned to trust the scientists, because the scientists are right. They've got it right all along, and we need to trust science, right? We've got more from Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
I'll tell you, not just because we're talking with Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, but you know my heart. I mean, look at, we're looking to man to solve these problems. But what's happening instinctively, Phil, I mean, people are praying around this country like never before. I mean, there were, again, thousands of people descending on Georgia, you know, the week before in Stop the Steal. You know, the mainstream media was hesitant to talk about the real numbers. There's thousands of people coming to, you know, D.C. to you know, support Donald Trump and, you know, our election process, when even the D.C. Police admitted that it was well over a million people that attended that event. I don't have the numbers yet for what happened over the weekend, but what is continuously going on, people of faith are realizing, you know, just by instinct, they're looking up. They're looking up and saying, God, what is going on here? We've got absolute madness that's happening. COVID-19, the numbers, the things that they're telling us are quite fearful. And we know that fear is not, you know, is not part of your character. It's not what you give us. You know, give us wisdom to understand what is going on here. And I was just reading on a website last night about media is lying about America's COVID surge by ignoring the low death rate. You know, we're told how many, we got record numbers of infections going on. But look at, we're testing six times the number of people. I mean, this is amazing. Again, this is what Donald Trump's administration, because remember they said, oh, you're just not testing, you got to test. I mean, we went from testing about 200,000 Americans a day now to 1.8 million tests. Well, you know, if you're testing more, you're going to find more. And that's what's happening is we're finding more people now are infected. But, it, you know, that runs the whole gamut. That doesn't mean that everybody's full blown, waiting to get into a hospital and get on a ventilator. Many of these people are asymptomatic, so they run the entire spectrum. But you have to look at it in the context also, as you were saying earlier, about the number of deaths. And you have numbers there in Orange County, California, as to what's going on. And, you know, Newsom has gone full-blown draconian in shutting down the state. Break that down for us.
Yeah, well, so in Orange County, 3.5 million people roughly live in Orange County, California. And so far, this is according to the website, I'm on it right now, so this is as fresh as it gets, 1,554 people have died out of 3.5 million. And of that, 616 are residents of a nursing home, 5 are experiencing homelessness. So let's just take 600 off of that number. We've got about 900 people who have died. And the website doesn't tell us how many had some comorbidity factor that might have led to that. So they may have died from it. They may have died with it. It just doesn't say. So 900 people out of 3.5 million people, and yet our governor has closed a complete lockdown, imposed a mandatory curfew. So all the restaurants that cannot provide outdoor space, they are closed. And everybody is really on hold. And of course, the church has been on hold one form or another since March because of this order. And about 40,000 churches right now are closed in California. About 1,500 of them are open in defiance of the governor's order. Now, a really exciting thing is that 5 different county sheriffs came out and said, we will not enforce Newsom's mandates.
Right.
So I think we're going to really begin to see some things happening here. Word on the street is that the Republican Party is going to put some big money behind the recall of Newsom. There's close to a million signatures already.
Wow.
They need 1.5 million. They're going to shoot for 2 million. And so Tuesday should be the big reveal on getting rid of Newsom. So I am looking forward to that and will be behind it with all my heart and mind.
Exactly. Well, Phil, not only do we have a situation here, you know, with the churches, and I was sharing with somebody else the information you've been giving me for the last couple of months, that you got 40,000, you know, churches that have folded their tent. But, you know, the bottom line of all this is, where's our Constitution? You know, either we're going to be constitutionalists and we're going to stand on the Constitution, or we're not. I mean, this is the big problem with this election right now. And the people are not sure what to do, is that they say, well, you know, you got a majority of America saying, hey, this election stinks, man. It was rigged. They know in their heart of hearts that it was rigged. Not everybody, but a majority of Americans believe it to be so. But it's like they don't know what to do. And it's like, wait a minute. Why didn't you revisit the U.S. Constitution that our founding fathers gave us? Because the antidote for a rigged election is right there in the Constitution. But, you know, we're getting caught up in all this emotions. And I think this is where Rudy Giuliani's kind of hurt himself. And he's not really helped us, really, is that we need somebody. And I think Sidney Powell gives us a little bit of balance here to kind of, you know, go, OK, guys, you know, here it is. Everybody wants evidence. Well, we know there's a lot of evidence that says there's a lot of smoke here. But the basis of it is, and the answer, in order to, as Alan Dershowitz says, the difference is retail and wholesale. Retail is these individual numbers. You have an insider from Dominion Voting Services saying, hey, this is our systems. If this thing, you know, this is what this thing does. It, and you go, okay, that's bad. Signatures aren't even verified in Nevada. They on the fly, they went ahead and adjusted the machine so that they would not read the signatures for any kind of variance, so they would pass through, stopping votes in the middle, all these things and these anecdotal information. You go, wow, this stinks. This is crazy. The fact that you have so many ballots, Phil, that came in that were just filled in. They weren't even folded. It was almost like they came from the printing machines. They weren't even folded, and they were perfectly, the oval was perfectly filled in, and it only had a mark for the president, for Joe Biden. That was it. No downline. Because if it had been downlined, then that blue wave that they predicted would have happened, and you wouldn't have had so many House Republicans. I mean, we got 12 House Republicans voted into office. We got another four that we still don't have the vote on, but they're all favoring the Republicans right now. Are you 12 to 16 seats in the House when Joe Biden got supposedly 80 million votes? This is not even reasonable. But these things, they shock the system. They cause you to suspend reality. But what it all comes down to, that big thread, that core thread you got to pull on, is the violation of our constitutional rights. When you look at that, then you start dealing with wholesale numbers, and you're talking millions of votes, hundreds of thousands, I should say hundreds of thousands of votes that have been illegally altered. Now the court has something to stand on. On individual anecdotal stuff, it's so minor, they would say, well, you know, that might have affected 100 votes. That's no big whoop. We've heard your case. Go have a good day. You know, party's over. But we need to deal with wholesale numbers here, don't we?
We do, and I want to kind of go back to something you said, because I really believe that it is it's a significant part of this, and that is, we have a Constitution, don't we? And the real answer here is that, yes, we do, but I addressed this a little bit yesterday. There's something that I studied it when I was at Oxford, and it's called linguistic de-evolution. What that means is that words cease to have meaning over time. And so what you have is you have a Constitution that is very clear, but yet the very words, because they don't have meaning anymore, they have usage, they are called into question, and therefore you diminish the ability to communicate with one another and communicate great ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is...
So when we look at the election, when we look at the election and people are saying, well, what about this, what about this? And you got to remember, on this left side of the world, they're going, well, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares about the Constitution? It's not valid anyway. It's an old document. It's time to retire it and start with something fresh and new.
Well, the eyes of the world are upon America right now and how we come out of this, because there's a lot of people around the world that are counting on us. If not, if America goes under, where's the rest of the world? Where are they going to fall? As you said, in the Great Reset.
Exactly. And it is going to be a dogfight right now. There's no doubt about it. And I think the dogs are getting ready to come out of the pen in the next week or two, so it should be an interesting media week for sure, Bill.
Well, the clock is ticking, Phil. We don't have a lot of time here, and the lawyers for the president, and I say the lawyers for the people, have really got to target the right thing here so that we can push back in a dramatic sort of way.
Who
Bill Hassenfeller, thank you.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The politicians making decisions for millions of Americans during this pandemic have never missed one paycheck. How could they understand the life and death consequences of their decisions? The curfews and business closures didn't work in Europe this fall, yet here we are. Republican Congresswoman-elect Young Kim tells Fox, Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has failed the people.
Instead of helping businesses to be creative and innovative and to stay afloat and keep their businesses open, Governor is doing, I mean, he's basically enjoying himself, going to a restaurant and telling everybody else not to do it. I understand their frustration.
The United States has formally withdrawn from the Treaty on Open Skies, an agreement between 34 nations to observe one another's militaries through unarmed flyovers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday, Russia continued to block flyovers and were not following the treaty. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a little bit of the joy for the season. You know, Black Friday and Cyber Monday may look different this year, but one thing is certain, we can still look forward to finding some great sales and scoring some major deals. And now that our homes have become our offices, gyms, and staycation headquarters, we can all use some new tech and gadgets to make our spaces more functional and our lives just a little bit easier. How about that? Well, from this year's hottest electronics to protecting your online safety, we've got the one and only tech expert, Andrea Smith, going to be joining us to share the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals around. Whether you're opting for curbside pickup or online shopping, she has you crossing everyone off your holiday list and treating yourself in no time. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, Andrea, welcome. Always good to be talking to you. Happy holidays. How are we doing?
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's so good to chat with you.
Okay, so let's take a look at the top of your tech must-have list this year. What do you got to share with us?
Well, you know, as you said, Bill, this really is no ordinary year. Our homes have been turned into offices and schools. Here's the thing. we are doing a lot of multitasking. We want devices that help us get things done around the house. Those are top in the list. So top of my list is iRobot's Roomba i3 Plus. You can vacuum the whole house while you work. It has smart navigation. It uses floor tracking sensors to make its way through your home, picking up the pet hair and dirt and debris along the way. And the best part, when it's done cleaning, it returns to the base and automatically empties itself.
Wow.
You don't have to change the bag for months. And let me tell you, Bill, I have two cats. Ooh, do they shed. So I love that the high-efficiency filter traps 99% of those cat and dog allergens. This is great for a home with pets.
You realize, you know, when you think about it, what was life before without iRobot? I mean, kids were complaining because you would try to do everything you could. You know, there wasn't enough money to pay them to do the vacuuming. And now iRobot takes over. Kids are happy. Mom's happy. And the animals are feeling great because they're not being looked at for, you know, excess shedding, right?
Exactly, exactly. And you don't even have to empty it. I mean,
yes.
That's the coolest part.
Wow. And now this is one of the most wonderful innovations that have come down the pike here in the recent era. And we love our iRobots. Okay, so let's talk about some other deals that we can find on gadgets and electronics as we kick off this shopping season.
Yep, and lots of deals to be had. So, you know, of course, more people are getting out on the roads these days. Traffic is definitely picking up around where I am. So whether you're holiday shopping or heading out on a family road trip, a dash cam is a great gift idea. Cobra's SC200D is a smart dash cam that records the road ahead of you and behind you for safer driving. The Drive Smarter app gives you real-time road alerts like speed traps and red light cameras. And, of course, you can access and share your videos. And my favorite feature on this one is the hands-free voice control that lets you turn on or turn off your display or lock that video in the unlikely event of a fender bender.
Mm-hmm.
What I also like about this is it's got built-in GPS, it's got Wi-Fi, it's got Bluetooth. So no matter what, you are always going to be connected to the cloud, and it will continuously receive software updates. You don't have to take it off and bring it in the house and then forget to bring it back out again.
Well, they thought of everything, didn't they?
I know. Wow. This one is definitely cool. And then the other thing, of course, if you want to get all your gadget shopping done in one stop, head to BJ's Wholesale Club, where they're making it super easy to get all the holiday shopping done. Members can choose from a variety of convenient shopping options, like free curbside pickup and pickup in club. Either way, you're going to get great deals on tech devices, like an 8-inch Samsung Galaxy tablet with micro SD card and a 15-inch portable thin HP touchscreen laptop.
Wow. Well, they got some good stuff. We're talking with Andrea Smith, award-winning news and technology journalist, spent over two decades as a technology producer at ABC News, who's most recently lifestyle tech editor at Mashable. Andrea, I mean, this time of season, when you're the tech expert, and you're like the beta tester, right? They send you all this stuff. It's like, is every day like Christmas or the holidays for you? About this time of year, because you go to the...
Bill, have you seen my dining room table? Is that it? Have you been in my house?
I'm just sensing, because even in our little... I mean, just with books and, you know, other things that, of course, things that people want to share with us because they want to be interviewed in that. But I envy you because you get an inside opportunity to get to, you know, play with all these toys and then come in and talk to us about it.
I have to say, it is fun. It has always been the funnest part of my job for 25 years, getting to play with all of these devices. Some of them are awesome. Some of them are meh. So, you know, it's really interesting to me to be able to divvy up and say, yes, this is worth your money. No, this is not worth your money.
Exactly.
I do like that, but man, don't look at my dining room table.
It's just your dining room table. I imagine. I mean, that stuff, because what happens, it gets to be like porridge. It just goes all over. And, you know, if it was here in my household, it'd be throughout my office. I mean, everywhere you go, because you
everywhere.
Have so
and the
many.
Boxes. boxes, so that I can send things back. A lot of things I do send back, and because that's the way I like to do it. And so the boxes that have the name of the product that goes in it that has to go back. But listen, before you go, I need to tell you about one more really important tip for your audience, because with COVID restrictions and everybody shopping online this holiday season, and, you know, maybe not everyone has done that in the past, you need to be serious about security and safety. And I don't just mean COVID safety. I mean online safety. This is peak time for cyber crooks and scammers. So you need to safeguard your online activity with security software like McAfee Total Protection. You defend yourself, you defend the whole family against malware, spyware, ransomware attacks, while keeping your privacy and identity secure. This is the most important thing you need to know before you start your online holiday shopping.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great tip because, you know, sometimes we get caught up in the, you know, just the spirit of the holiday, and we can drop our guard. But, you know, it's a good reminder for us to remain vigilant, especially when we're online, because, you know, the technology being what it is once you do a search, that's out there, and these mal players are out there trolling, and they find, hey, you're looking for a particular item, and next thing you know, they're chumming the waters and using you as their next victim, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've got to be so careful about that and not click on links. And Amazon is never going to send you a $500 gift card just for shopping. I promise you. Please don't click on it. But make sure that you've got security software like McAfee that's going to help protect you from doing the wrong thing.
Well, Andrea, I mean, you shared some great stuff. I mean, we got the iRobot Rhomba, the i3 Plus, I mean, that upgrades itself, it empties itself, it vacuums. I mean, wow. You know, like you say, all the kids are celebrating, the pets are happy because, look, you don't have to look at them, you know, because they're shedding too much and that. So that's a great deal. And then, boy, I love the dash cam. What an awesome deal. Have you had a chance to use that other than, you know, kind of just play with it a little bit? Have you actually used it in action?
I have been lucky enough to have one of Cobra's dash cams in my car that I already use. I feel like I'm an early adopter on that. Mm-hmm. My son has been coveting one for the longest time, and I am just going to try this SD200D because the idea of having it in the front and back and having that Bluetooth and Wi connectivity, I mean, this is just, you know, honestly, it's $199, you know, manufacturer's retail. I'm sure you can get it for less somewhere. Mm. I think it's a great safety feature to have in your car.
Yeah, without a doubt. And at $199, that's a heck of a deal for what it does for you. And then, of course, we're grateful for BJ's Wholesale. What a great resource as well, right?
Yep. One-stop shopping. That's what I love.
I'm right with you.
I like to get it all done.
Now you know why she's the award-winning news and technology journalist and why she's the go-to one when we're talking technology. And she brings on these great ideas for us. Andrea Smith has been our guest. Andrea, where can everybody go for more information?
Head to d6news.com/Black Friday, and I'll have more ideas for you throughout the whole holiday season. So I hope to chat with you soon.
We'll be staying in touch. Thanks, Andrea. Happy holidays.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. 9 in 10 homebuyers are motivated to purchase their first home, while 4 in 5 say saving for a home is a priority. According to new homebuyer insights from Bank of America, this motivation is encouraging because homeownership can help families create a legacy and build long-term wealth, making it easier to achieve their life goals. However, many would-be buyers say that expensive home prices, high rent costs, and student loans impact their ability to save. A.J. Barkley, Senior Vice President, Neighborhood Lending at Bank of America.
We understand that becoming a homeowner can be as challenging as it is exciting. While many prospective homebuyers can afford monthly mortgage payments, saving for the upfront costs may make homeownership seem out of reach. We have low down payment mortgages as well as down payment grants and closing cost grants, which are helping eligible homebuyers break down these barriers so they can afford a home of their very own.
To learn more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/homeowner.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Dare I say, not only a country, but a world. You know, there's so many people counting on America right now, and they're looking to our country to see how we are responding. I mean, whether it's COVID, this election, you know, interesting, right, that all this is coming together at one time. I mean, what is this really all about? And if there was ever a time that we needed to pray for wisdom, it is now, that we would have godly insight as to what's going on. The attack that is taking place with this pandemic, you know, our government, our institutions are all in question right now. To the degree, I believe, that most Americans believe that our institutions that we count on have gone all corrupt. Adam Holtz, I believe, is with us right now. Adam Holtz, the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, I look out over the horizon and I see the yellow brick road that the powers that be would want America to be traveling on, and it's quite a dangerous road, and we need to be looking for that road less traveled, right?
Well, I think so, because I think, you know, as you were talking about, sometimes I just listen to these people talk, and I'm like, what universe do you live in, you know? We got to deal with reality, not fantasy. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of reality to deal with right now. And, you know, as you know from raising children and all of that process, being a parent forces you to confront reality. And right. In some ways, I think that even though reality is hard right now, if we flinch from it and dip into fantasy thinking, right. It's just going to make everything worse.
Well, the truth is still there, but you have to have the courage to pursue it. Phil Hotzenfeller was on with us earlier, talked about, when he was in college, one of the studies that he had at Oxford was linguistic de-evolution. And that's where words mean less. I mean, we have seen this over time with political correctness. I mean, we had Ben Carson at a prayer breakfast, if you recall, and it was a prayer breakfast during the presidency of one Barack Obama. And he really indicted Barack Obama and those on the left that bought into this new narrative that words had no meaning, or you had to be politically correct and dance around all this stuff to avoid reality. And right. Here's where we are. And, of course, we're told in Isaiah there will be that day, woe will be that day when that which is good called evil, evil good. And we're in the midst of this right now. And if you don't have discernment and you're not asking God for wisdom and you're just going along for the ride here, we got serious problems. I mean, I was at a wedding this weekend, and fortunately we belong to a group where there are many cultures. And people who, you know, have come from, they're here from Cuba, Central America, France, European connections, the whole deal. It was amazing just at the table. It was a small group of people and what they were represented and the emails that they were getting from people back in their homeland. Just saying, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And that we cannot afford, if America goes under, we're done. They're done. Even though they may be oppressed right now, they see oppression going to a whole nother level if America is out of the way.
No, that's right. And the interesting thing with, I think, the language on the political left, I mean, I work with words all the time. And the left wants to say words don't matter. And at the same time, they want to co-opt the language.
Yes.
For years and years and years, we heard there is no absolute truth. There's just narratives, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when Trump came to office, they changed their tune. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, well, now there's truth matters, and the Washington Post and their sanctimony of democracy dies in darkness. All of a sudden, there was a truth narrative. And they flipped course on that, didn't they? I mean,
yes.
There was now an orthodoxy, and if you didn't subscribe to their orthodoxy, you're somewhere in the outer darkness of, deplorable land. And we have a narrative, too, that actually is true.
Yes.
And it's not one that shifts with the whims of fashion.
Political interests or entertainment.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, right, exactly.
But words matter, and the way that people use words matters. I don't know if you saw this weekend, John Cleese of Monty Python fame has been defending J.K. Rowling in this whole argument over how we should think about transsexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, J.K. Rowling basically just said, look, if female sexuality isn't a thing, all of these things that we have fought for have no meaning.
Exactly.
And so she was questioning, the way we're talking about this stuff. And of course, the left has tried its darndest to excommunicate her because she's not going along with the dogma.
Right.
Well, here John Cleese comes along and, he's 81 and he was a member of Monty Python. I'm guessing he's
right.
Got pretty,
yeah.
Pretty thick skin, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But they're labeling him transphobic. And even a word like that, it's like, well, no, we're not afraid to talk about this issue and we're not afraid of anybody who's making that decision, but let's talk about the reality of what's happening. But
yes,
but
exactly.
The left uses words and labels to silence anybody who is not in lockstep, and that is what we absolutely have to be critical of.
Well, good point here. Who's really transphobic?
Right.
I mean, really? Yes. Wait. I mean, they're J.K. Rowling's, you know, Cleese. They're at least talking about it. Others don't even want to bring it up. I mean, I don't care. You can be on Ellen's show and still not want to talk about it. And you want to talk about, hey, let's talk about that COVID thing or whatever, you know, or let's talk about how much we hate Donald Trump. That seems to be the same issue these days that will, you know, keep you in the group and keep you still coming back for all the entertainment and cocktail parties, whether it's the Beltway or Hollywood or whatever, on and on. But, yeah, I mean, words do matter, and this is all part of the slippery, you know, road that we've been on here, is that we've abandoned the truth and we're paying the price because when we abandon the truth, we can't even see how we're being corralled. You know, speaking of COVID-19, how we're being utilized and corralled in this whole deal. I mean, we're being corralled to believe something that our instincts say that's totally bogus regarding this election. When you've got a majority of Americans, Adam, going, wait a minute, this thing was rigged. I mean, there's something really bad here in River City, and people instinctively, you know, feel that way. But those on the left and these oligarchs that are pulling the levers, and yes, there are some powerful oligarchs that have been spending billions of dollars like drunken sailors to finally seal the deal. You know, this fundamental transformation that Barack Obama talked about. I mean, they see it right now. It's now or never to seal the deal and close the gate and destroy the American dream as you and I grew up with.
No, that's absolutely right. And, you know, obviously I work for Plugged In at Focus on the Family, and we review movies. But I think if you haven't seen it, and I can't remember if we've talked about this, there's a really fascinating documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma.
Yes.
And it's a bunch of people who were at one time a part of Twitter, Facebook, Google, all the big tech companies, Pinterest, who have all stepped away because they increasingly became ethically really uneasy with what was happening. And at the very least, it's worth watching, because I think it gives you a sobering perspective on how these things are shaping our world. And at one point, one of the guys says, you know, you hear people talking about the Terminator and robots taking over the world. And he said, the robots have always already taken over, and nobody even noticed.
Exactly.
And he talked about how the algorithms work that push people what they want to hear. And I think in terms of getting up to speed on the reality of how these things are influencing our culture, it's got a couple profanities in it, but other than that, man, it's really a worthwhile way to spend a couple hours.
Yeah, no question. That's a good recommendation, Social Dilemma on Netflix. Hey, let's talk about, I had a conversation with Jen Gotsen and Jim Chandler last week.
Yeah.
Their new movie, The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land, cute movie.
Loved it. Loved it. And you can do a search on that. I think it's on Google or on YouTube. Excuse me. One of those services, you can rent it for $2 or $3.99. And it's in some ways it will feel pretty similar to a typical Hallmark movie, but it's got a lot deeper spiritual message than anything you'll find on the Hallmark channel. Mm-hmm. And let me segue in that direction, too. You know, those of us who like Hallmark movies, and my family, we are among them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Hallmark has been under pressure to, you know, to kowtow toward the progressive agenda. And so, you know, last night they had one of their typical holiday romances on called The Christmas House, mm-hmm. and it had two male gay characters in it. And so the left will be applauding, but again, it's if you don't submit, we are going to ostracize you, and we're going to put pressure against you. And so even in places where you would think, man, can we just leave it alone? No, they're not leaving it alone.
No. That's what progressives do. They continue. They keep on moving the ball down the field. New York Christmas Wedding. You reviewed that one?
Same thing. This is a lesbian love story, and it's about talking their Catholic priest into marrying them. So, same idea. It is on Netflix as well. It's an M-rated show, so this is not a nice, fluffy holiday movie. This is one that has a lot of content in it.
Well, there's plenty to see right there at PluggedIn.com, whether it has to do with movies, TV, music, games, books, YouTube channels. The team works hard to make sure that you are in the flow of the know. And you can even find out about doom scrolling that Adam wrote about as well. That's interesting.
That's right.
You got it right there.
He's with Focus on the Family. He's the director of PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz. Thanks, Adam. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Thanks, Bill.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.